Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington, the House panel investigating the January 6th, 2021 Capitol attack today is expected to look at potential links between Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and far-right groups allegedly at the center of the day's violence. The public hearing will likely feature taped testimony by former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, according to committee members. Trump has said he has done nothing wrong and has criticized the investigation as a partisan witch hunt. The White House has issued guidance saying that doctors and hospitals must provide an abortion in emergency situations. The Biden administration is aiming to reconcile state laws restricting abortion with federal law that can require the procedure. It's the administration's latest move in response to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A spokeswoman for the Attorney General's Office of Mississippi, one of the states that has banned nearly all abortions, dismissed the new guidance as a bid by the White House to appease Biden's base. S&P 500 companies have set another record for dividend payouts despite this year's market volatility. The companies paid out roughly $140 billion in the second quarter. Dividend payments are projected to grow at a faster pace than usual this year, jumping by more than 10% from last year's record $511 billion, according to an analyst from S&P Dow Jones Indices. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures also declined, while the dollar's gains pushed it close to one-to-one equivalence with the euro, a level that hasn't been reached in 20 years. And PepsiCo is among the companies set to help kick off earnings season today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.